This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted.
Welcome back to Thursday's solo episode in the new format, which I am loving. This is just a mishmash of random topics. I take you through how our drive went, a 4-hour drive with a toddler. I chat about a quote that I heard on Armchair Expert by Dwayne Wade. I thought it was awesome and I think about it all the time, so I wanted to share that with you. I splurged on a birthday gift for myself. Can you guess what it is? I'm very excited about it, and that is how you know I am 37 years old. My sister tells a funny story about trying to order UFC fights on HBO. Let this be a lesson to you. That's hilarious. Our drive home, chat about that. And then at the end of the episode, I'm going to talk about why I think it is that when I go to my parents' house, I have so much less mental load. I tend to not work very much. It's like a little mental vacay. So I will get into that at the end. I hope you guys enjoy, and kick back, relax, and listen. Wow. We did not stop once on the drive, and it's probably 4 hours long. I'm gonna pee my pants. I'm severely dehydrated. I feel like I need a coffee, and I'm starving. We packed a lot of snacks, but I didn't eat a lot of them. Right now we're just on the dirt road, pulling up to my mom's house. Milo did so good. After about an hour in the car, he fell asleep, right, honey? You fell asleep on your pillow? Yeah. And then he woke up, like, outside of Huntsville, which is, like, 2.5 hours. Like, he slept for probably an hour and a half. I listened to some podcasts. I didn't listen to the Anna Delvey story, maybe on the way home. But yeah, we made it. Oh my God. My bladder is going to explode. Also, you crushed up an apple juice box as soon as we left the house. So your bladder must be full too. Hey, stinker? And didn't even look at his tablet till 45 minutes ago. Wow-wee woo-wee. All right, let's go have an adventure. Right, Sunday morning. Milo, what time did you wake up at?
In 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
You woke up at 5:30.
5:30.
Yeah, and then Mommy forgot to plug in your monitor last night, so she was up at 2:30.
Oh.
Oh, that's interesting, eh?
Boo-boo. I pooped out.
And now what? We're going to go make some cashew butter cookies? We're going to go make some cookies. I am going to Sudbury today for a few hours. Going to go for lunch. Going to go shopping. What else are we going to do today, honey?
I'm meowing.
It was freezing rain all night, so it is icy outside. Lots of ice. Did you feed a chipmunk today or a squirrel?
A squirrel.
What did you feed him?
Apple and strawberry.
And a raspberry.
And a raspberry.
Did he like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, "Boo."
Did he say thank you, Milo? Did he say thank you, Milo?
Thank you, meow.
Yeah.
You said thank you, meow.
Okay, time to go make the cookies. I just wanted to share this little piece of information with you. So I was listening to Armchair Expert with Dwayne Wade, and he has children, and he said something that I keep thinking about it whenever I hear people talking about parenting. And he said something along the lines of, you have children and they are not in your control. Like, you cannot control your child, control the outcome of their life, what they do when they're a child or what they choose to do as a teenager. You're not, like, your job as a parent is not to control them or shape them. Like, I shouldn't say shape, but try to mold them into what you want them to be. It's more so parents are the facilitators. They are like life facilitators of their children. So like, you are doing whatever you can, like in your power, to facilitate their life. I loved that so much. So I just wanted to share that here. That's all for now. Hello, it is Sunday afternoon. I just went to Sudbury for a few hours, which is like the big city where I am. It's not a big city at all. I had lunch with my friend Mel. We grew up together. We've called each other neighbor our entire lives, but we were never actually neighbors. We lived across the street from each other, but that's considered like, you're still like a neighbor, I guess, right? Or is it just the person that lives directly next to you? Anywho, we went for lunch. We went to a few stores. And I finally, the last little while, so every time I visit my mom, I'm obsessed with her knives. And you know you're about to be 37 when you care about something like kitchen knives, okay? Every time I cook at my mom's house, I'm like, this is incredible. These knives are unbelievable. And I can't even, they're so sharp. And here's the real kicker. My mom told me they're over 25 years old. Okay. So that is how high quality they are. I'm obsessed. So the handle doesn't move. It's like one solid piece. It's incredible. So she has a bunch of like different kinds of knives, like the paring knife, the chef's knife, the utility knife, the serrated knife, the bread knife. I'm learning about all the different knives. So I have been fantasizing about owning these knives, and I looked them up and I was like, good God, they're so expensive. But again, my mom's had them for over 25 years. I feel like we're constantly buying new knives because they get ruined. Like, the handle gets loose, they suck. I like almost cut myself every time I try and cook something because our knives are so crappy, and we do like sharpen them, and like, I don't know, they suck. Okay. It's not a set. Like, our knives don't match. Like, we have all kinds of, anyways, my point is I'm trying to like elevate our kitchen experience. I recently bought us an air fryer. I got like the really good blender. I got a wicked kettle that does like, it heats the water to different temperatures so you can make a perfect cup of tea. You don't burn your mouth. It's incredible. So I'm like, I'm going to take this next step and I am going to buy these knives. And so there's like, a specialty kitchen store in Sudbury called Kitchen Bits. So I'm like, neighbor, we have to go to Kitchen Bits and I need to buy these knives. And then after I texted her that, I was like, oh my God, tell me you're 37 without telling me you're 37. You're looking forward to going to a kitchen store to buy knives. So anyways, my birthday's tomorrow. We went to the kitchen store and I bought my set of freaking amazing knives. I'm very excited. So the brand is called Wusthof. They're made in Germany. And she explained that the entire knife is like one solid piece, which is why the handle never gets loose. Like, it's just rock solid. They're heavy. It's incredible. It's going to be life changing. And now that I'm on this new like kick on eating a ton of fruits and vegetables, I'm chopping things up so much that I need good freaking knives. So I will show them off on Instagram, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm very excited about my new knives. So hello, 37.
had a bunch of people over to the house to watch the UFC fights. And we were trying to order it and, like, making the phone calls and trying to order it. And it wasn't working. And the TV was just blank. So we decided to all leave and go to my other friend's house to order the fights there. So we left, and then we ended up going out to the bar. And so we got home at, like, 3 in the morning. And as we were pulling up in the cab, I could see, because we left all the blinds up, and we have all those windows at the front of the house. The TV was, like, blasting this porn channel. So all of Jane Street could see this, like, hardcore porn going on. So I guess somewhere in the mix, we ended up ordering this, like, porn video that was playing, and for the whole street could see it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so funny.
And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition-to-table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddos' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. Sorry guys, I just had to take out my retainer and I realized that I pressed record. My goodness. So what's it like driving 4 hours by myself with a toddler? I have done it a few times now, and I must say it always goes way better than I expect. I'm sure one of these days we're gonna head up to my parents' place and it's gonna be an absolute nightmare. Knock on wood. But yeah, because it can, like, shit can hit the fan, but so far it's been okay. The drive home, if you can leave at a time where they will nap in the car, that is amazing. But that kind of bit me in the ass on the way down there because he napped in the car more than he usually naps. Like, usually he doesn't really nap during the day. He has like quiet time at school, but lately he hasn't been fully taking a nap. So he slept for more than he, like longer than he usually would. And then later that night, he didn't actually fall asleep till about 10 p.m. And I was like, ugh, I did this to myself. But honestly, driving with, like, alone with a toddler is stressful. So if they are going to fall asleep, I would never want to wake him up. So I will just let him sleep. But then I suffered the consequences that night because it was really hard to get him to bed. And then he woke up at 5:30 in the morning. I think that was that night, the first night. Or no, I don't know. Anyways, one of the nights I forgot to put my frickin' plug in, like, the monitor, and so it started beeping at 2:30 in the morning. My freaking cortisol, like, raises through the roof because you hear this, like, random loud beeping in your ear, and then I could not fall back asleep, and then he was up at 5:30, so that was a tired day for sure. That's the day that I went to Sudbury, actually. But yeah, the drive there was very uneventful, and I was shocked at this trip because he wasn't so much interested in his tablet. Like, usually that's what keeps him busy. But on the way there, we, like, talked and just, like, listened to music, and he was just staring outside playing with his toys. He had, like, these little dinosaur figurines. And then when we were about 45 minutes from my mom's house, we didn't stop once, which was crazy, and my bladder was not happy about it. But he didn't look at his tablet till 45 minutes from my mom's house. And then I was like, please, here, take your tablet. And then on the way home, though, was a different story because, so I had previously recorded us. We had stopped at one of the en route, stops, which if you're not from Ontario, it's like the big stop area that they have on major highways every once in a while where it's like easy to pull in and get back on the highway, and there's like restaurants and bathrooms and all that kind of stuff. So we had stopped at one of those when we were just an hour from home because I had to pee again. I didn't pee once on the way there, but on the way back I peed like 3 times, and it's always a huge rigmarole because I have to get Milo out of the car, take him with me. He's like asking for toys and I'm like, this is not a toy store. It's a whole thing. But anyways, he asked for a hamburger and french fries. So I was like, okay.
let's like not rush home. I'll go pee and then get him a hamburger and french fries and we can sit at one of the tables in here and he can eat. And he was in such a mood, and I don't mean a bad mood. I mean like it was like being with a drunk adult, like trying to take care of my drunk best friend. Like that's what it felt like. He was like dancing when we were waiting for the food, like pointing at stuff. Like he would start hysterically laughing, like in the middle of, like out of nowhere, like pointing at things. They had TVs set up in the, where people, like the tables were to eat. So they had TVs set up and he's like eating his french fries. He like looks at the TV and he starts screaming like, oh my God, look at that puppy. What's that puppy doing up there? Like, I was laughing so hard. So I had recorded when we were in those stops, but it was so loud with people talking in the background and stuff that I decided not to keep it in the episode. But I will explain what I explained in those clips. So he was a drunk person. That's what it felt like. He gobbled up his french fries and then he was telling me that there was lemon on his hamburger, so he couldn't eat it. And I was like, there's no lemon on your hamburger, I swear to God. And he's like, no, there's lemon on there, like yucky. I'm like, okay, fine. So I like wrap it up, put it in my purse. And then on the way home, he, again, did not look at his tablet once, which means he was like so talkative, but not like coherent. It's not like he was saying things that really made sense. He was just like playing in his own imagination, or what am I trying to say? Imaginative land or something. You know what I'm saying? Like he was just in his own world. That's the perfect way to put it, in his own world. And I'm like trying to listen to podcasts in the front of the car and he's like, yak, like nonstop. It was so funny. Then he takes off his shoe and he starts playing, cause he was playing with his shoelaces and he kept telling me like, mommy, look what I'm doing for ya. Like I got the laces for ya. And like, I don't know if they're trying to teach them to tie shoes at school, but he's like, okay, you got to wrap it around the plant and I'm going to wrap it around, and just totally entertaining himself. But then he drops his freaking shoe on the ground and he's like, mommy, get my shoe. I'm like, I can't. I'm driving on a major highway. Like they don't, at what age do they understand that when you're driving a freaking car, you can't turn around and do what they want you to do? Like I cannot put your shoe back on and tie up the laces. I cannot get your dinosaur that you dropped that is on the other side of the car. But they don't get it. I'm like, I can't right now, honey. You gotta wait till we stop the car. Mommy's driving. And so finally what I said was, cause he was like, mommy, put on my shoe. Do it. And I'm like, you put on my shoe. And he's like, no, I can't. I'm like, why can't you? And he's like, because I can't reach. Your shoes are already on. I'm like, no, my shoe just fell off. Can you put my shoe on? He's like, no. I'm like, well, mommy can't put your shoe on either. Like, I don't know. Like, am I immature? I don't know. But every time he asks for stuff, I'm like, okay, well, mommy wants this, or like, I want that too. Like you get what mommy dropped up here. It's a whole thing. But so that was, annoying. I don't know why whining can be so triggering. Like so my cortisol spikes, I get like anxiety and I start to just like feel myself get like more and more and more angry. And he's not even crying. Like he's just being whiny in the back seat. Whew. So what I've learned to do is just like Renee, he's literally just talking in a different tone of voice so you can address it every once in a while. Because I remember asking my friend Kathy, I was like, what do I do if he just non-stop keeps asking for something and I don't have it? Like for example, if he's asking for a banana and I don't have a banana in the car, but he's non-stop like, no, I want a banana. Well, mommy doesn't have a banana. We can have one when we get home. There's no banana in the car. Like do you have to just keep saying things over and over and over? Like, how do you deal with that? And she told me to, like, you can address it a few times and then you can just be like, mommy is not talking about a banana anymore. There's no banana in the car. We can have one at home, but mommy's done talking about bananas, like something like that. So that's kind of the method that I choose to use. And then I just don't respond to the whining and eventually it stops and he like moves on to something else to entertain himself. But yeah, whoo, the ride home was much more, of a mental, challenge than the ride there. That's for sure. So anyways, that was our ride home. That's, my only tips for driving solo with a child are like 1 million snacks. And I know it's not very good for them to eat in the car. So I try and have like the applesauce pouches, like yogurt things, like whatever. And then if he does have food snacks, I try and make sure it's like less of a choking hazard. So I'm not going to give him like an apple, or if I do, I literally like julienne the apple. So it's super, super thin. Small crackers, if he has nuts, which are probably a huge choking hazard, I like literally almost crush them up to like tiny, tiny little pieces. So yeah, that's what we do. I'm not saying it's like the right or the correct way. Maybe some people say, you know, kids shouldn't be eating in the car at all, but I just don't see how that's possible. So anywho, that's what we do. Snacks galore. Make sure he has water, a ton of toys that I can hand to him. His favorite toys at the time, like he got a Spider-Man at my mom's house. So we had that. We had his dinosaurs. And then, tablets, of course, charged up, full of stuff that they enjoy. And Milo, one of the things on the way home, he was asking for dino toys on the tablet. And I was like, we don't have dino toys on the tablet. That's only on the TV because it's on YouTube Kids. And he's like, no, no, on the tablet, on the tablet. I'm like, we don't have that. Like, that's only at home on the TV. It's not on the tablet because we don't have internet in the car. Someone called right then. And so it like cut me off. Now I don't even know where it started to cut me off. That was so weird. Like, if someone calls my phone, it stops recording. Anywho, okay, what was I saying? Oh yeah, trying to explain to a child that there's no internet in the car, but there's internet at the house. That's fun. Oh boy. Anywho, okay, so that was our ride. I don't want this episode to be like a million hours long. That's it. Okay. So why is it that I don't, it's like a mental vacation to go to my parents' house. And this is my experience with my parents' house. I know I get a lot of messages that are like, it's more stressful for me to be around my parents or my in-laws. So I know this is not going to be everyone's experience, but I was trying to think like, what is it about, like, why don't I feel mom guilt? Why don't I like ruminate about what we should be doing? And like, there's so many things that come into play. Okay. Number one, my parents' house is literally in the middle of the bush. So there's not much that you can do. Like, when I go there, we usually bring him to the grocery store, maybe to like a couple little shops. And that's our big outing. It's super fun. So there's that. There's really, you know, you go outside, you play. There's not much there's not many options on what to do. So it's not like I'm like, oh, it's the weekend. Like, we have 2 days off. Like, I need to figure out what to do. No, it's just we go there, we play outside, look at frickin' squirrels eating berries on the front deck. Not fresh berries. It's the middle of winter, but we throw food to them, which I know you're not supposed to do. It's another story for another day. But yeah, it's like, you don't have the option. So when you don't have options or like that stress of, okay, what should we be doing today? It's so much more enjoyable. So there's that. There's also the fact that I'm not in my own home. So I'm not looking around thinking of all the things that I need to do. You know, I'm not going to like do laundry or think about reorganizing the fridge, or, you know, I need to change Milo's bedding or whatever it is. Like, there's so much less to do with regard to like house tasks, because at home there's a million things to do. The house is always absolute chaos. There's stuff everywhere. I could literally just put things in different places in the house for an entire weekend. Like, I feel like that's what I spend my time doing, like unwrapping packages that come in the mail, trying to find a spot for them, putting Milo's toys in different locations, like putting the dog stuff away, reorganizing the kitchen, clearing clutter off the counters. Like, there's always that stuff that I feel like I should be doing. And then there's all like the aesthetic stuff. Like, I'm trying to decorate and make the house more, you know, pleasing to the eye, let's say. So yeah, I don't have any of that. It's like I can literally just sit there and my brain is not thinking about other things. So there's that. And then I was thinking, like, why am I okay to be at my parents' place and let Milo just like sit and watch his dinosaur shows on TV? But at home, I don't have that feeling at all. Like, I feel stressed out if he's just sitting there watching TV, and I feel guilty and I feel like we should be doing something. And then I was like, there's almost this weird dynamic of like, he's watching his show, but we already like played outside earlier, or we have plans to do something later. So that kind of like eases it, which I kind of also have that at home too. Like, if he's watching TV, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take him out later. Or like, we had a super busy morning, so this afternoon we'll just chill and put on a movie, whatever. But also at my parents' place, my mom is okay with it. Like, she's not thinking it's a problem. So I'm like, oh, okay. Like, it must actually be okay to just let him, you know, go in the TV room and chill for a moment. Which, rationally, I know that. But I think when you're the actual mom, it's harder to get that through your brain and not act on the mom guilt, like, to just let it be. So it's like, at my mom's house, if Milo's, you know, we're making him a snack, he's watching his show, just chilling, it's like, oh, my mom thinks this is okay, like, it's not a big deal, so it must be okay. Like, it's almost like, I don't know, it's such a weird thing. Maybe you guys can relate to that, maybe not, I don't know. I was just trying to think, like, why do I not, like, it's not a big deal. And then I also reminded myself this last time we were at my parents' place, because in the afternoon, Milo has this period of time where he's really tired. And I was like, oh yeah, at daycare, they have like quiet time or nap time. And sometimes he naps. Sometimes he just like will lay in his little cot and look at books. But like, they have this wind down time at daycare every single day. So when I take him to my parents' place, or like we're out of the house somewhere, or even on weekends at our place, I have to be mindful of that. Like, he's used to getting a total relaxation time in the afternoons. So there's that as well. But it's interesting to think how like the mental load of what it is to be a mom can change depending on your environment and depending on who is around you. So I thought that was super interesting, because I was like, why do I feel different here? Like, I also don't feel the need to constantly be creating content or be on social media, or like, I don't have that there. And maybe it's because I'm out of my routine. It's like, for someone else, it would be like, you're out of the office. So once you leave your office, it's more like you shut down that part of your brain. I don't know, it's bizarre. But anyways, so that's what I was thinking about. Maybe you guys have a different kind of environment that you go to where the mental load just kind of goes away, or is much less than when you're at home in your regular routine. I don't know. Anywho, so those were my thoughts on that. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm loving this new format, because it's nice to just be able to speak my thoughts as I think them and in the moment, as opposed to, you know, one time a week trying to remember what the hell I did all week. Like, I can't remember what I did 2 hours ago. So yeah, loving it. If you guys haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast or follow it wherever you are listening. You can also find the podcast on Instagram at The Mom Room Podcast. And I share a ton of live videos. So the actual videos from the recordings with my guests on YouTube. And the YouTube channel is under Renee Rena. So follow that as well. I'm trying to be a YouTube star. That's my goal. Anywho, thank you for listening, and I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend and that your children sleep. Yes.